You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. I'm sure you have often heard that by his stripes we were healed. And many times we quote that scripture when we are praying for the physical healing of our body. Peter here was actually quoting from Isaiah chapter 53. Again, you will see that the disciples, they don't have a problem with old scriptures, Old Testament scripture as it were, because the way they divided the Bible as Old Testament, New Testament can be misleading. It's not a big problem, but it can be misleading. Because when we tell people that we are not under the Old Covenant, what they interpret that to mean is that we are saying that Genesis to Malachi is not relevant. Genesis to Malachi is not Old Testament or Covenant. Matthew to Revelation is not New Testament or New Covenant. The New Testament, the New Covenant, is the covenant that Jesus has established with us. And the Old Covenant is one of the covenants that God established with the children of Israel. God had established covenant with Abraham. He had established covenant with Noah. But when it came to the children of Israel, he also established a covenant, a system, right? So the disciples, they don't have a problem preaching from Isaiah. They don't have a problem preaching from Jeremiah. They don't have a problem because those books, they contain the gospel. That's why we need to know how to rightly divide the word of truth. Everything you, Paul and co were preaching in the epistles, they were quoting from the book of the prophet, from what we call today Old Covenant. They were preaching the gospel from those books. They didn't have the epistle. They wrote the epistle for us. There was no gospel. Jesus came to live the gospel, and that's why we have the gospel. And even Jesus was always quoting from what we call the Old Covenant. I thought we may need to quickly clear that. Then, but you will often have heard that by his stripes we are healed. Let's look at the context in which that was said. He said, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins. I want you to note that. If you go to Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, it says, shall we sin that grace may continue? It says, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin? These brethren were very consistent. You see, every gospel that does not preach to you becoming dead to sin is a false gospel. Every gospel that makes sin looks like, well, at least you have tried, you have improved a little, you know, that is it. Sin is not something we overcome gradually. We grow in Christ, but we do not overcome sin gradually. The matter of sin is put to death the day we come to know Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we, having died to sin, you can pick your Bible and read it. The word died to sin is in past tense. Died to sin. And then you will see this word, the same thing repeated severally. He now added and said that we might live for righteousness. That's the purpose. It's not dying to sin. It's not even the goal. It's not where we are going. It is actually to be able to live the life of God. But you can't live the life of God in a sinful vessel. So God had to take care of our sin on the cross. Being dead to sin is not by our works. It's what Jesus accomplished on the cross, because he took our sin on his own body. Now, so that the righteousness of God might be revealed in us. He now added, by his stripes you were healed. That healing that he's talking about is deliverance from sin. That is real healing. But you know, if somebody preaches and people are saved and are delivered from sin, you won't take it to be healing. But if somebody prays for a sinner who has cancer and the cancer is healed, but the sinner still remains a sinner, in fact, for you, that's the man of God. You can open all your savings and everything you have and give to that man. Because for you, that's a powerful man of God. But true healing, first of all, is actually deliverance from sin. That's true healing. He said that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. The stripes of Jesus brought about deliverance from sin, and that deliverance is true healing. I pray you will experience this true healing in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Please know that the number is available on Telegram and WhatsApp. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.